It's Tuesday, October 19th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. It could be the next generation of the internet. It could be bigger than the impact of the mobile revolution, and many companies are gearing up to make it happen. I'm talking about the metaverse. It's an immersive digital world where you can shop, gather with friends in the form of digital avatars, and experience a world that goes beyond the real one. The technology isn't completely there yet, but big tech companies like Microsoft and Facebook are working hard toward that goal. Sarah Needleman, tech reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for what to expect from the metaverse and what it will take to get there. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Let's talk about something pretty fun, the metaverse. Now, this is kind of, a lot of people are really hyping this up right now. They're saying it could be the next phase of the internet. It could be bigger than the mobile revolution. And companies are really trying to kind of put everything together that we've been working for towards so far, virtual reality, augmented reality, just kind of online gaming. This would be the metaverse would be kind of all of that pushed into one. And it would be basically, you know, kind of living, shopping, participating with others in kind of this online world, this virtual world. It's think of Ready Player One, that movie, if you've seen it, it'd be something very similar to that. But there's lots of companies that are putting a lot of time, effort, and money into this. So, Sarah, help us walk through some of this. What are we looking at?
Essentially, the metaverse is considered the next evolution of the internet. And the difference between that and what we have today is we'll have a lot more people capable of congregating together online. Right now, there's a limit to how many people could be in a single experience without things slowing down. Another aspect of the metaverse is that we'll be able to create our own content. It'll be for anyone. And it's really replicating the real world into the virtual. We'll have a 3D replicas that are very, very realistic of the real world. And we'll be able to recreate history. For example, we'll have the Colosseum in Rome as it was being built. We'll be able to go on into space and we'll be able to travel just about anywhere and see virtual replicas of the real world and new versions or new things that we haven't thought of or just opportunities to experience things that aren't possible in the real world. And so the technology will evolve to the point where it's very, very realistic, especially if we're using better hardware than we have today. And we could use our phones, we could use our laptops. But imagine a future where everybody has a virtual reality headset and they're not these big clunky things you see today, but more like a typical pair of eyeglasses or sunglasses. And it'll just be so much more immersive that you'll really feel as if you're sitting next to someone who's actually maybe hundreds of miles away. And it'll really feel as if you're walking on the moon or if you're in the desert, maybe not the heat, but you certainly would see things that would be replica of the real world that you couldn't just seeing it with a snap of your fingers today, but in the metaverse, you will be able to.
Yeah, now, I mean, obviously the possibilities are pretty much endless when you were veering off into these types of things, but there's some real effort, as I mentioned, behind all of this. Big companies, NVIDIA, Roblox, Microsoft, Facebook is probably one of the biggest companies that is really going to put a lot of effort into this. I think Mark Zuckerberg himself said that people are going to start thinking of us more than a social media company and thinking of us as a metaverse company. Talk about these kind of company involvements and how they're really pushing it.
I mean, Facebook just announced the other day that they're planning to hire thousands of people to help it with development of the metaverse. So there's a lot of excitement around it. For this to happen, we need a lot of tools and resources to be able to create this metaverse I described, this replica of the world in three-dimensional and all its beautiful glory and in ways that are creative. And so we're talking about a lot of technology that doesn't quite exist today in terms of the speed, real-time rendering, the quality of graphics. We're sort of there. We're getting there, but we have a long way to go. And we also need to have the metaverse be somewhat seamless in that if you travel from one experience to another, that you could perhaps have the same avatar, because we're going to see each other as avatars, which will be digital recreations. They may look just like we do in real life, or we might be cartoonish and have like a unicorn or a mohawk or whatever. We could change our appearance.
Right.
And there's got to be some sort of universal system where you can travel from point A to point B with some sort of consistency. Like we have today, when the web first was created, we didn't have HTML right off the bat. So things were a little bit discombobbled. And over time, we created HTML and we had a more universal experience from one website to the other. It's basically the same kind of movements. And so we have to build something akin to that for the metaverse. We also have to think about the economics for buying digital assets. How do we secure that asset, those kind of assets? And that's where something like blockchain comes in. And we have to think about safety and privacy and so many other factors. All these companies are thinking about it, the ones you mentioned, and many others, including many startups. And so it's getting there, but it's going to take time.
Yeah. And, you know, as you mentioned, detailing kind of all the technological advancements that we really need for it and that uniformity that we might need for it. I mean, it's going to be a big boon for the first company that hits it and for the first company that hits it right. Stepping into this marketplace and just kind of being the first one is such a huge thing. So for sure, I mean, that makes sense that Facebook is pushing hard for something like that.
Right.
And then, you know, they have all the other Facebook stuff built into it. That social aspect is already built in. So yeah, definitely I could see kind of the rush to get there. You did kind of mention some of the privacy and security issues that do need to be addressed. There's a kind of this thing that we saw. I keep going back to the movie Ready Player One and kind of, this thing where, you know, people are starting to prefer to live in these digital worlds. And that's a real concern for psychologists and a lot of people. And all you have to think of it right away is to young kids right now in technology, digital natives, right? They're adopting the technology so much faster already. If this stuff really fleshes out, I mean, they're going to be growing up in this new technology.
It may be a lot of it may be blended into the educational experience. And so it will be natural for them and even into the work experience. And it will apply to everything in our lives, social, work, school, et cetera. And there is a concern, especially for young minds who, you know, young people, they develop their social skills, the real social skills in person at a very young age. And so if we start growing up or spending so much time online, there are concerns among mental health professionals that we could see problems in that area. And also we have to think about things like identity theft, like how do you know you're really talking to who you're talking to? You know, secure financial transactions. There are just so many factors. And to your point earlier about Facebook jumping in and getting a head start, it's often said that the metaverse will not be owned by any one single entity. And Mark Zuckerberg has said that, too. But there is also a race to get in and be a part of it and be part of the plumbing that builds it. And so there is some sense of competition on that level.
Okay, so it's not this metaverse thing is not just all necessarily fun and games. There's real business aspects to this. You know, there's a lot of commerce that's going to be taking place on this. Everything from us, things that the consumer wants, to businesses as well. You know, one of the experts you talked to said every Fortune 1000 company is going to have a metaverse strategy. This is going to be a place where things like NFTs are going to start just taking off completely. The business side of things are really going to take off.
We can expect a lot of companies to have like a presence in the metaverse, just like they have a presence online today. The difference being, and one example I like to use is, imagine if you're shopping for a camping tent. Right now you can look at it online. You may even be able to use AR to sort of picture in in your backyard, for example, if you wanted to. But with the metaverse, theoretically, you would be able to physically stand inside it. You would look up, you would look down, left, right. You would see the material all around you. You would know if you're a very tall person, whether or not you fit in it and how comfortable it might be and how many you could fit, get all your family in it. You'll look to each other's avatars, but you'll be in real size. It'll be just like you are in real life. And if you raise your hand in real life, your avatar's arm would raise your hand. You would look left, look right, same thing. So this is where it really takes things up a couple of levels in terms of sophistication and immersiveness. And you know, for businesses, that presents incredible opportunities, probably ones we haven't even thought of. And at least one of the people I spoke to for the article talked about this idea of virtual pets. So this would be a business that doesn't necessarily quite exist today. We have sort of little iterations of that in Roblox and some other small initiatives around NFTs.
Going back to your Tamagotchis even, you know, way back in the
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Kind of like that. And that's where the blockchain kind of technology that NFTs are built around could make sense. I mean, there could be something we haven't even thought of that doesn't exist yet today in terms of securing digital assets and how you would make it so that you could breed a pet and it would have an original quote-unquote DNA in the metaverse world. And then you could potentially have racing and gambling on these races because it will have this, you know, original code that was created to be for your, you know, three-headed unicorn with purple teeth and sneakers on, whatever. the possibilities are endless, but it's really exciting. And you can imagine from a commerce perspective, there'll be many things to buy and lots of fun ways to shop and lots of experiences to spend money on.
It really is pretty exciting to think how far we've gotten with technology, and something like this metaverse is kind of that culmination of all the past things that we've been put together. Like I said, Tamagotchis, augmented reality, virtual reality, everything, you know, the whole internet age kind of all put together in one. It's pretty exciting to think about. It's a very lofty goal. We'll see how quickly we can get there, or these companies can get there, but just fun to think about the future that way. Sarah Needleman, tech reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.